Ambassadors usually live in that other nation, but the U.S. ambassador to Syria isn't in Syria right now. He's back in the U.S. because of what American officials have called credible threats against his personal safety. There are plans for him to go back to Syria at some point. No announcement about when that might happen. This is Ambassador Robert Ford with President Obama. Ambassador Ford has been speaking out against Syria's government for using violence against protesters in the Middle Eastern nation. Last month, the ambassador himself was attacked by a mob that supported the Syrian government. The U.S. and Syria have a tense relationship right now, and that's in part because President Obama has called for Syria's president to leave power. President Obama is visiting Nevada, California, and Colorado this week, and he's mixing presidential business with campaigning. He'll be talking about some of his plans designed to help the economy, like his jobs bill that's already been rejected by the U.S. Senate. The president will also go to campaign events. Remember, he is running for re-election next year. And some critics, including some Republican presidential candidates, say the president is focusing more on getting re-elected than he is on helping the country's economy. Nevada and California have high unemployment rates, so you can understand why the president might be there to talk about the economy. But Nevada and California are also swing states. That means experts think they could be important in next year's election.
The kids nowadays trying to have like the power to stand up to bullies, I don't feel like it's been helped like that much, just because there's always those kids who don't feel like they have a voice, you know, who don't feel like they can like stand up to the bigger bullies or the older people.